Day 5, December 4th. Today's reflection is based on 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 18, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Michael Haddix, class of 2012 and 2024. "I remember his smile," she said lovingly, like she was remembering out loud more than talking to me. "He loved to play cards and dance. Sometimes he'd dance with me. Nobody could dance like Daddy." I didn't say anything for a moment. I just watched her face, younger somehow in the remembering. "I used to stand on his feet. He'd hold my hands and spin me around, just me and him in the kitchen." Looking back, that moment made me think of Christmas decorations. We put them up every year, but they never last. Over time, the lights don't shine as brightly, and new ones are bought. The wreath gets dry and brittle, so you throw it out. Ornaments break, and you replace them. But no matter how many new things you hang on the tree, you can feel what's missing. You feel what time has stolen. That's often how I feel when I talk with Grandma. The wheelchair holds her in place. She hasn't danced in years. Her body has forgotten how to. And some days her mind forgets, too. But not on this day. Her memory of her dad and dancing in the kitchen came from someplace deeper. Someplace time couldn't touch. This wasn't nostalgia. It was something more. It was holy. This life is full of fading things. We try to hold on, but everything eventually wears out and breaks. But according to God's promise, that's not how our story ends. That dance she remembers isn't over. It's just on pause. The wheelchair, the broken memories, the aging body are real, but they aren't final. The chipped ornaments and broken dreams don't get the last word. One day, the wheelchair will be empty. Not because of death, but because of resurrection. And the music will start again. Today's prayer. Almighty God, thank you for the gift of life. Even when fragile and fading, help us hold on to your promise that death and loss will not win. We trust you, Lord. I look forward to the day when we will all dance again. In Jesus' name, Amen.